Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
What you said, that's a 15-2 matchup? That's a bad
matchup
for you?
Yeah, it's a bad matchup for me, Chris Candy. He's just like every kid I grew up with. Wait,
Before we get the show started, coming off that Chris Candy sound, which is great, can we get a pit check? Can we get an armpit check? Can we see? Do we have any holes?
I didn't do it this morning.
No, let me see. Do we got it? Okay, we're clean.
By the way, it's the same kind of sweater.
Boom, clean and clean.
Same kind of sweater, too.
Tight sweater, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad we worked through that.
All right, listen. By the way, you guys, good morning. Good morning, Jay. That WBC last night, the World Baseball Classic.
How you doing, Max?
It was nuts. Did you see that at the end, Key? With Trout and Ohtani? Like, that's...
Yeah, I didn't necessarily zoom into it, but I did see it. I mean, hey, I know you.
Listen,
did you hear Ohtani?
I know
pre-game?
You
mean Trout. You mean
yeah,
Trout under
I know
pressure?
You.
Yeah, man, I hate to say it. It feels that way.
But Max, but I know you. Mm-hmm. We see each other every day. Mm-hmm. So I know.
Oh,
you know.
You're saying Ohtani and Trout know each other.
Yeah.
But did you hear Ohtani pregame where he was like, "You don't need to admire these people. Like we can beat these cats."
Yo,
it was real. Like it was cool to hear.
Heading into the game, baseball's fantasy would be: what if Ohtani and Trout were facing each other with the game on the line, at the bottom of the ninth inning? Like, by the way, full count, one run game, struck him out.
Ohtani might be one of the baddest. Ohtani, one of the baddest dudes I've ever seen, though.
Yeah,
Man, he cold blooded. Just in general,
both sides, Key, pitching and hitting. Cold.
So I can't wait for him to become a Dodger next year. You know,
it could be.
Well, he was like Yao Ming in the locker room with all of his teammates. So wait until you see the video. How tall is he?
Yeah,
he's a big dude. I don't think he's 6'7". I think he's about 6'5".
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, he looks 6'9", 6'10" in the locker room next to his teammates.
But he's not a slim dude, either. He's put together pretty good.
And he hits those moonshots. Mike Trout, man, you don't get a lot of bites at the apple if you're on the Angels. Boy, you got to come through in some clutch situations sometimes.
Especially when you rep the USA.
Yeah, that's a bad one. That's a bad one. Meantime, KJM, we're presented by Progressive Insurance. Ja Morant spoke. Mm. You want to hear what he had to say? Want to hear what Ja Morant had to say yesterday? He was asked, how have the last 2 weeks been?
It's been good. Obviously, a lot of learning, pretty much, that. Honestly, took that time to, better myself, get in a, better space mentally.
All right. So listen, obviously he's had time away from the team. He's gotten into a lot of kind of off-court trouble for which he has not been charged, but has certainly made the news has made its rounds in the media, and he self-broadcasted, talk about an unforced error, and while stuff was going on, he got into a fight with a kid, this happened, that happened, he gets into he's in a club and he puts on his own IG live stream that he's got a gun in the club. Now, later on, he says it's not his, and this told Jalen Rose it wasn't his, but he had to serve an 8-game suspension, 6 games of time already served, plus an extra 2 games. So now he's going to be back tonight. He was asked, how has this process been?
Ongoing process, continued process for me. Obviously, I've been there, for 2 weeks, but, that doesn't mean, I'm completely better. So, that's an ongoing process for me. I've still been continuing, since I've been out.
Look, man, to me, this interview is way more Ja Morant than the sit-down that he had with Jalen Rose. The sit-down with Jalen Rose felt way more uncomfortable because it was his first time really addressing it, and you almost felt as if he had lines that he wanted to rehearse, which if anybody's gone through anything, crisis management, or you're coming out of something, I had to go through this a little bit with my motorcycle accident. You sit down with your PR team, hey, let's stick to the script on these issues. Let's not dig deep into these other avenues that questions can take you. Stay on script, right? That's what you got with the Jalen Rose interview. With this, you feel like you're talking more so to the young man who's 23 years young, right? You're talking to Ja, where he's more like, all right, look, I made mistakes. I have accountability. I own it. This is an ongoing process. It feels way more authentic and real to me than the Jalen Rose interview did.
Jalen was
there. I think
you
take a step back, though. You got to take a step back when you first get into something and it's fresh and new. Once you take the step back, you can now become Ja that you just heard from, opposed to maybe Ja with Jalen Rose, because when things are fresh, there's landmines out there. So you've got to be able to navigate around these landmines, because if you say something wrong, it could potentially explode on you. Just like it sort of kind of did in the Jalen Rose situation, where people was looking at it and saying, well, you know, I don't know. He didn't, you know, he's not owning it the way that he needs to. Now you remove yourself for a couple weeks from the entire situation. You've had an opportunity to talk to people that have been in the same situations that you've been in the past. You just take on a different sort of understanding of the seriousness of the situation. And early on, you probably didn't really know that.
Yeah, I mean, the Jalen Rose interview, the difference between here, like a press conference and that one-on-one, was Jalen Rose had expressed that people should have some empathy for Ja, right? He sat down. Ja knew he was with someone who was, in a way, kind of feeling like he was talking to some younger version of himself, mm-hmm. right? As an older self, trying to help him in a way. So that's very different than just kind of the media blob, right, where there's maybe some people of goodwill, maybe some people who are just playing it straight down the middle, and maybe some people who are trying to get something out of you to antagonize you in some way. And so I think your disposition toward a press conference is going to be very different than it is to a guy one-on-one who you know has publicly expressed that he'd like to help you, right?
Yeah. And I look, Ja Morant practiced yesterday. He's scheduled to come back and play today. But everybody makes mistakes. I think we're all willing to say this is a learning opportunity for Ja. But I will say this. I do believe the NBA missed the mark on his suspension. I thought he should have been suspended for the rest of the regular season without pay, and his return should have been subject to successful counseling from the NBA. I think whenever you involve guns and alcohol and all this other stuff, I think there's a high standard that needs to be set and a bar that needs to be set around the league and setting that kind of example. And now come back and play in the playoffs. But I thought the punishment was a little bit too lenient.
He addressed the alcohol, right? The rumors. Here's Ja addressing the rumors that this could, because whenever you looked at his social media before he scrubbed it.
I'm not saying he was abusing it, but
right,
on
but
his social
saw
media,
a lot
you
of
saw
bottles
a lot
and
of
stuff,
that, yes.
And then you also saw very questionable judgment, and those two things tend to go together. Here's what he had to say.
I don't have an alcohol bottle, never had an alcohol bottle. I went there for counseling to learn how to, you know, manage stress, cope with stress in, you know, a positive way, instead of, you know, ways I've, you know, tried to deal with it before that, you know, caused me to make, you know, mistakes.
All right. I think it was not unreasonable for people to speculate that alcohol, and by the way, when people speculate that alcohol could be part of the issue, in a way it's charitable toward Ja, because it's like saying, yeah, you made these, you showed poor judgment at the very least several times publicly. However, maybe if there's alcohol involved, that could go part of the way toward explaining why the judgment was poor.
And he's still learning how to, like you said, he's learning how to deal with stress. And learning how to deal with stress, maybe at times, depending on how severe the stress has been, maybe he has turned to alcohol. Maybe that is the case, but he's not an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a difference there. Like, he may have, you know, he may like to drink when he has stress to relieve whatever he's feeling, but doesn't necessarily mean that he's an alcoholic, that he needs to go to rehab for that, opposed to learning how to deal with the stress and some of the other things that come with being Ja Morant. That way, if he eliminates that stress, he eliminates the alcohol.
Right.
I'm not saying he's an alcoholic. I don't think he's an alcoholic. I don't think he was thinking.
No, not you. You're not.
No. I'm just saying, I don't think he was. A lot of times, Key, when you're that young, like, you're not even thinking.
Right.
Like, you're just living. Like, you know, your IG video is up and you're drinking Casamigos and you're down and a half the bottle on a plane. Like, and there's multiple videos of you partaking in stuff like that. Mm-hmm. People start putting two and two together because now you are him. You are living your life in the public eye. Like, you are like a celebrity. You know what I mean? Like, you made it. So you got to think about how you move. We were talking about Michael Jordan the other day. Like, you never saw Michael Jordan. You didn't know how Michael Jordan moved because he didn't let you know how he moved. It's a different lifestyle, right? So I think as long as Ja has learned from these situations that he has a chance to win on the court and just keep press at a minimum, only focus on basketball.
You know, keeping press at a minimum is interesting because when people are looking at you and what? How many months ago was it? That's the next face of the NBA, right? That was one of the candidates. Maybe there were two or three. Him or Luka, maybe one or two other guys, maybe. And that's when the press comes. That's when you want more press. You want to raise the image, right? You want him. But so being the face of a league has much more to do with merely being the best player or the most exciting player. It's how you handle all that media. And now what we see is it's going to be a road for Ja. By the way, I wouldn't say he could never become the face of the NBA yet. But by the way, he already put himself up against a wall in this sense. But it's not impossible, but there's a long road ahead, right? First, you got to get back on the court. You have to have success. You have to stop messing up. And then eventually, as you said, Jay, like try to limit media exposure. Media exposure is going to have to rise again. It's going to be more of it and more of it.
Yeah, I know it's a privacy matter. I am curious, though, when he said this is an ongoing issue, I would like to have heard about, like, well, here are certain things that I'm doing to address that in that ongoing issue.
So how does Ja's return affect the Western Conference playoffs? That's the real question, right?
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Ongoing process. You know, I've been there, for 2 weeks, but that doesn't mean, I'm completely better.
There should be somebody around him kicking his ass right now. Just letting him know that you made a big mistake and this is not small. And you have to make up for it.
He understands the gravity of this situation. And so rightfully so, he is uncomfortable because this is a position he probably never hoped to be in.
He got the hard part out of the way. Now it's the easy part. It's getting back to playing basketball.
Hey. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. So here's something interesting that came out of yesterday, guys. Tim Legler was on this fantastic show, This Just In, Handsome Host, 2 p.m. Eastern ESPN. And he made a point that Ja, the suspension, because Jay, you thought he should have been gone for the year.
Mm-hmm.
But it was 8 games, 6 times served plus 2. Well, here's why that could be a blessing in disguise, according to Tim Legler, for Ja and the Grizzlies heading into the playoffs. Listen to this from This Just In.
One thing that's going to be interesting, and this happened with Steph Curry a year ago. A guard late in the year, I know he brought a lot of this negative attention to himself, and he's been suspended, he's been away from the team. But you know what else he's not doing? He's not putting any wear and tear on his legs at this time of the year. When you come back after a layoff this late in the season, you are revitalized from an energy standpoint. Ja, I think, is going to be the best version we've seen Ja be all year, because I don't think this is going to actually distract him. I don't think it's going to bother him. I think it's going to make him more focused and fresher. When you've got a fresh set of wheels as a basketball player, particularly a point guard, and you come back this late in the year, that could bode well for them.
And he has something to prove, guys. Not a chip on his shoulder. So fresh legs, not so long that he gets stale, right, or loses his basketball legs, but a revitalized fresh leg Ja with something to prove the world? What do you think, Jay?
And by the way, look, Ja's whole thing, he was talking to Dylan Brooks the other day about coming off the bench because he respects how well the Memphis Grizzlies have been playing. Yo, they're number two in the West.
Yeah.
They've been sustaining being number two in the West without Ja. Now, and think about the rest of the Western Conference, right? Look at what last night we saw Paul George go down. I don't know if anybody saw it in their game against OKC. but it was scary watching his knee literally bend backwards. Ugh, and it just there's always some kind of injury happening to PG under the basket. It broke me last night. You got that. You got Kevin Durant trying to come back off an ankle injury for Phoenix, but Phoenix isn't the same team because they don't have the depth. You got the Golden State Warriors who are 8-29 on the road. You heard Draymond Green on his podcast talking about, we're desperate. We need GP2 back. You know, we need Andrew Wiggins. Who knows when Andrew Wiggins is going to come back? You got the Denver Nuggets who are trying to put together all the pieces, but they're not playing their best basketball right now. This thing is wide open. It's wide open for a guy.
It's wide open for sure. I mean, especially, you know, the Clippers situation, you always felt like, okay, when they get in the playoffs, who knows what might happen with them. Mm-hmm. They might clip, or all of a sudden they may just hit. But now with Paul George's injury, who knows what that could turn out to be. Obviously, Ty Lue's a hell of a coach. We don't know about the LeBron and the Lakers situation. I still feel like if they get in somehow, they can make a nice run, because the West, even though – it's a somewhat deep-looking conference, but everybody to me is on even playing ground. There's nobody that's so far out in front where you sit there and you go, wow, they're so much more superior than the next team. I don't see it that way. When you think about the Suns and Kevin Durant hadn't been there. He came, played about 5 games, then he gets injured. They've got to get into some sort of rhythm and chemistry together. This is all new to the Sacramento Kings. How does that play into them long-term when you talk about the playoffs? And then the big question mark, obviously, is the Denver Nuggets. I don't even factor in the Dallas Mavericks for whatever reason. I just feel like they got 2 scores, prolific scores, but they don't have anything other than that, and you got to play some defense in this league. Denver, on the other hand, is going to always be question marks about, can the Joker deliver come playoff time? If he runs up against Anthony Davis and the Lakers, what will that be? Will Anthony Davis own him? So, look, it's wide open, like you say, Jay. Yeah, wide open.
Meantime, what does that all mean if Ja? Remember, this is the same thing last year. Whenever he missed time, the team had a very good record. But in the end, in the playoffs, when he missed time, they still went 6 games with the Warriors, but they lost to the eventual champions. And you have to wonder, had Ja been healthy, could he have swung the series? I tend to
plus
think.
Plus, they missed that one in game one. They should have got that game
was,
one.
That
they should have
the
got
one.
That one at home.
At
they missed
home,
an opportunity.
At home. But I don't think they win the series even with Ja. But you can't say for sure not, right? Now, Ja comes back, his legs makes the point, on fresh legs, as I added, with something to prove, to a team that's second in the West. Here's the quickest way. How can Ja come back from this controversy and this and that? You imagine if that team chipped up?
Win.
Could you imagine that?
Yo, winning cures all here. Like, let's not say, like, you know, You're cold today. You did something wrong today. You win tomorrow, you're a champion.
Yeah, somehow people forget about the bad thing you did, as long as you're a winner, right?
Oh, like, well, it'll be hot. And think about, like, we were laughing the other day with Julius Randle had 57 points, right?
Yep.
And everywhere you saw, all over the internet, on different shows, they led with 57 points, and you saw a lot of highlights. And the caveat at the end was, and the Knicks lost, right? Like, so think, who's the most highlight-driven player in the NBA?
Ja.
You can make a case for Zion, but Zion hasn't been on the court. So if you're going to see special plays, and that equates to a championship,
you're
only going to be talking about the positive things around Ja Morant.
That's, you know what's interesting? Key is Jay says that. There have only been a couple of players in history who win the championships as highlight reel type guys, right? Like Magic and Bird weren't exactly that.
Look at that.
This is MJ Kobe type highlight stuff. MJ and Kobe were the two that played above the rim, stupid highlight stuff, and won all the time.
Max, not even that, Max. I'm telling you, when I watch games, I can find 2 or 3 other things that you start exposing that are highlights that you guys wouldn't even see.
Yeah.
Like he has this little stutter cross that he does. Yo, it's one of the nobody else in the league does it like him.
Right.
It's so different. That's a highlight within itself. So, like, as hoopers, you find things, you're like, yo, that's different. And that goes viral.
There is, you know, like, and by the way, I mentioned MJ and Kobe. Like, Shaq and LeBron, too, were like, oh, my God, highlight guys. But there's something about when you have a bigger guy, and LeBron's 6'8", 250, 60, whatever it is, that it's power. It's like Zion. It's like, oh, my God, step back and, like, just be amazed. You're blown away by it. But it's different when it's like the Kobe Jordan size, let alone Ja size guy playing above the rim with spectacular acrobatic stuff. To me, he's the best watch. When my eyeballs are on Ja, I feel like I'm watching Patrick Mahomes in the NFL. Like, ooh, that's just a different.
There's different highlights, though, because Steph Curry shooting from half court is a highlight.
Yep.
I mean, like, it's the big coming down and getting right on the block and turning around and just almost breaking the backboard. That's a different type of highlight. Or LeBron James coming through the lane and everybody move out the way and he does his signature dunk. That's a different highlight. But Ja's highlights, because he an itty bitty, it looked different.
And a skywalker, man. The dude hangs up in the air.
That is a legit question that I would like to ask our fans, though. People that are listening to the show. Like, who is the best highlight player in the NBA? Like, are you more of a Steph guy? Are you more of a Ja guy? When Zion Williamson is there, are you more of a Zion Williamson guy? Zach LaVine?
Even KD is highlight, but it's silky smooth.
Yeah, silky smooth highlights.
Yeah, it's a different type of highlight.
But
it's
which
like,
one pops off the page more, Keith? Yeah,
because it just KD so long when thing is like
KD
art. I'm just saying they're all different.
No, what I'm saying is though, but like the question is like, and we could 888-SAY-ESPN. Like in baseball, Key, back in the day, watching this week in baseball, right? Like you could see home run highlights, whatever. To me, I don't care. If even it's a huge home run, that's more or less. But I used to watch Ozzie Smith make the web gem, right? The defensive play at shortstop. Yeah. To me was the best highlight. Ozzie Smith at shortstop.
Turn two from the grass.
No doubt. Like just do something stupid. Like Omar Vizquel later on would do stuff like that.
So and then that's do a backflip so you really go crazy.
What's your favorite hot? Mine is Ja. It's the Ja Kobe MJ thing that makes me go, oh my God. But for a lot of people, it might be the stupid pass.
Steph
crossed the half court line and throw the ball up in the air and it goes in. Nobody does that.
Yep.
Shimmy and while the ball's in the air.
888 say ESPN. What's your favorite kind of highlight? Who's your favorite highlight reel in the NBA?
They
trouble
going crazy
in
right now.
Score the Celtics. Celtics.
Slow down, Jay.
Celtics might be in some might have some problems here.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max was presented by Progressive Insurance. We're going to get to the Celtics and the issue with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, Doc Rivers, fans in Boston. What is it? We're going to get into that in a second. But first, your calls on your favorite highlight player in the NBA. Mine is Ja Morant.
I got to say mine is Ja Morant.
How about you, Key?
Yes, Ja.
What am I looking for? Am I looking for dunks?
You tell me.
Yeah.
What are
you
looking
for? Tell me what you like.
When push comes to shove, you can say you like them all, but you got to pick one dude. You say, yup, that's my favorite highlight dude.
I'll say
Anthony
Steph.
Davis.
Who?
AD.
Steph? Do you say Steph?
Yeah,
say,
I said
okay,
Steph.
Okay, Steph.
Oh, I thought you Steph said and AD.
AD when he falls down. What?
You're going to go viral. I'm just going to leave it alone.
Steve in Chicago.
You're going to go viral.
On this show, two of us have Ja, one of us has Steph. Who do you have? Your favorite highlight player from Chicago. I'm going to say Zach LaVine. Wild guess. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, love this show. Right now, for me, My guy is De'Aaron Fox.
Ooh,
I love that dude's highlights right now.
I was just telling Max about the watching. D-Fox is one of my favorite players to watch. Even last night, watching him against Boston, man, he just nobody can dictate like the pace he plays at. He could change speeds better than anybody in the NBA right now.
You know what? What really stuck with me was national attention in the tournament. Going back to college, Lonzo Ball getting all this attention. De'Aaron Fox not only shut him down, but gave him the absolute business
him
on
and
the
Bam
other end.
Played on the same damn team. Him and Bam played on the same team.
It's a lot.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, Steph though, just I don't know.
Yeah, Steph different, man.
Yeah, well he does so, it. It's almost so like it's almost
he changed. He got it. Look, I get it, Ja. But I've seen that before. I've seen Ja before. I've seen AI. I've seen the little guy come to the cup. Like I've seen that before.
Not above the rim like that. Though.
Yeah, see, we haven't seen,
I've seen
AI
that before, though, man.
We haven't seen
no.
This
is
vert.
I understand.
AI meets MJ.
I understand, Jay, that the 40-inch vert and all that. But we seen a smaller guy go through and you know and navigate his way to the cup. We've seen that.
I'll give you.
We've never seen a dude cross half court. What the hell is this, Harlem Globetrotters? And now all of a sudden you got Dame Lillard doing it, mm-hmm. and you got Trae Young trying to do it. Like, it's just, I don't know, it's just different to me.
I got another candidate, because if you like Steph and all the stuff he does, to me this dude does some of that stuff, not from the same range all the time, but does some other stuff at the next level. Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie Irving. Kyrie too.
It's the best handles layup package in the league.
Of all time. He has the best handles of all time. He has the best layup package of
crazy.
All time.
You hear what Dylan Brooks said about him the other day? Now, Dylan Brooks,
and he can shoot, by the way.
Dylan Brooks called him a basketball god.
Yeah, man.
He's a basketball god. That's why I wanted his jersey. Exactly. That's why he wanted his jersey.
Kyrie said, and you are a basketball mortal. You can keep the jersey. Hassan in Maryland, you're on KJM ESPN Radio.
Hey. Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. Hey, Jay, I just want to let you know, man, you made me a Blue Devil fan. I think you are the best point guard to come out of Duke University. And, Max, I got to agree with you, Kyrie Irving. Yeah. So we're going to keep it at Duke. Kyrie Irving, to me, is the most electrifying player, to me, that I've seen play basketball. His handle, the way he finishes at the rim, the way he's in killer mode in fourth quarter, I've never seen nothing like that. So to me, that's my favorite highlight.
Yeah, you could argue he is like he's on a short list of best show in sports, right? If you just have to put your eyes on one guy and say who's going to put on the best show, he's on a short list.
Like there is a whole movement off, like the whole Jelly Fam, like in basketball, man. Like Javon Quinterly, who plays for Alabama, who's number one seed right now. Like he was part of it, right? The younger aspect, but just watch, yo, the layup package alone for Kyrie. Like, usually, if you're coming on the right side of the floor, you want to do a reverse layup, right? You might change directions a little bit with the ball, but you're usually going to lay the ball. Yo, he'll lay the ball in with his right hand off English off the glass. And I'm just talking, like, low off the glass, high off the glass, on the opposite side. And you're like, yo, how does he pin the ball there above the square and it drops in?
You know,
nothing but net.
His handles, you say, like it's of course, everything advances, but it's like you think of handles. You think of back in the day AI, right? Someone like
no,
that.
No, I think of Rod, Strickland 4.0.
Strickland was nuts, right? English, I think of MJ. I think of like MJ, the reason it always went in is the English he put on the ball was ridiculous, right? But that's what Kyrie does. It's like he knows he could put it anywhere on the backboard. Somehow it goes in.
It's crazy.
Sherrod in Sacramento, your favorite highlight player.
Keegan Murray?
Shoot, it wasn't Australia.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call. Appreciate you guys, what you do on the show. Because I know how Max is, I wonder what would be the top five. If I would take three slots right now because I'm a Warriors fan, it would be the Splash Brothers along with Jordan Poole. And if that would have two more, it would have to be Damon Lillard and Donovan Mitchell. You know, we're in a jump shooting age now. It's not like the dunks as it was before. Even as the dunk contest has went down. The three-point shot, the jump shooting between Dame Lillard, Donovan Mitchell, the Splash Brothers, and Jordan Poole, it's just incredible.
I don't know if y'all saw the bang that Donovan Mitchell had last night against my Nets, but oh, Lord.
Well, you're saying of you want a starting five highlight?
I don't know. Yeah,
I don't know what he was talking about.
I just heard names. So I hear highlights. I hear highlights. I'm like, yo, top five,
Start whatever you want to call it. I just,
you know, let me tell you, like, here's the other thing. The equivalent, remember when I said, like, when I was a kid, Kia, I don't know how it was for you watching This Week in Baseball and all that stuff, but I always wanted to see the defensive
You know what it was
plays.
Like for me, Max?
Huh.
I had to adjust the aluminum foil and then antennas to figure it out.
Everyone had the antenna back in the day. But like, in basketball,
Max had the flat screen.
The equivalent, yeah, right, in the 70s. No, but in basketball, the equivalent of the incredible defensive play in baseball to me is the incredible pass. That's the thing that really makes me go, damn, right? Like, that kind of highlight feels different to me. And actually, the guy who does that nowadays, like, when I'm like, what is LeBron still? LeBron still gives you highlights because he can give you above the rim highlights. He can give you that stupid pass highlight. Key, it's laser beam, right? It's we can hit you with a no look.
Yeah, but see, it don't look the same though. When you start talking about the no look, it's only one dude that make it look right, and that's Buck. Other than that, everybody else can try, but it
Jason
don't. It
Kidd
just
was
don't.
Good.
Jay Kidd was good.
Steve Nash too.
But something about 32 coming down the lane.
Yeah, a little different.
That just looked different.
By the way, Berg was an incredible passer too.
I'm going to give you another highlight reel, and I played with him for Chicago. Yeah. And it always gets me angry because I wonder, him being 6'6", why we didn't just play in the backcourt together. Yo, Jamal Crawford, some of the stuff I used to watch him do in practice.
My dad's favorite player.
He used to try things in practice. I'm like, yo, you just trying that? Like, his whole thing, like, the crossover between the legs. I'm telling you, I remember when we were in practice one day, beginning of the season, he's like, yo, I'm working on this between the legs, behind the back move. I'm like, you can't do between the legs, behind the back. Like, how are you going to do that? And he's like, I'm going to get you leaning this way. I'm going to between the legs, and I'm going to wrap it behind. And then he started doing that thing in games. I'm like, wait, you just did that in the game? What the hell?
Jamal Crawford was so fun to watch. It was so unbelievable. Man. All right. We're going to take your calls throughout the show. But listen, is this thing with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, is this heading for a divorce? Is this
a triangle?
Is this do or die right now for the Celtics? Because that's it for this nucleus?
What?
KJM.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Well, DJ, we got
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
What?
ESPN Radio. Mm-mm. So per the Ringer's Logan Murdoch, Jaylen Brown made a three-way call to Celtics president of basketball operation Brad Stevens and Jason Tatum. So it's president of basketball operations, Tatum, and Brad Stevens, he's the coach, Tatum, and Brown on the phone to discuss trade speculation. Jaylen Brown's like, oh, there are trade rumors? Okay, let me get these two cats on the phone.
That was all the talk with KD wanting to leave Brooklyn, and him and Jason Tatum had played USA basketball together for guess who? Ime Udoka.
Right.
Right? So there was a lot of that relationship of those two working out.
Here's the quote from Jaylen Brown. KD and JT, Jason Tatum, are friends. They was working out together and whatnot. So I wasn't sure what the energy was. This is Jaylen Brown talking. I wasn't sure what the direction of the organization was. Stevens gave Brown apparently assurance that Brown wasn't going anywhere. But wait, there's more. In the interview, Jaylen Brown responded when asked about re-signing with Boston long-term. Listen to this quote. I don't know. As long as I'm needed, it's not up to me. We'll see how they feel about me over time and I feel about them over time. Hopefully, whatever it is makes sense. But I will stay where I'm wanted. I will stay where I'm needed and treated correct. Jaylen Brown's under contract for one more year after this season. He can become an unrestricted free agent in 2024. Murdoch asked Jaylen Brown about his desire to continue to play alongside Tatum. Listen to this answer. So, hey, how do you feel about playing alongside Tatum? Here's how Jaylen Brown answered that question. There's a quote. I just enjoy the time that you have now. It's your whole career. It's your whole career. If it's not, it's not. Some of the greatest players of all time haven't finished with their organization. Michael Jordan retired a Wizard. As much as we like it here and enjoy being here, you see where life takes you. You see how the process goes. All you do is really focus on what's in front of you right now, to be honest. But I don't know or want to answer that question because that type of stuff makes Celtics fans speculate and go crazy, especially right now. I'll just say we'll get there when we get there.
Is that what y'all doing in the NBA now, Jay? Y'all getting on three-way calls?
I mean, I would.
It's a three-way call, huh?
Yeah, the franchise player and the guy calling the shots. Basically, the two guys calling the shots.
I mean, when all this stuff started coming out about KD going to Boston, I mean, and the relationship that him and JT had, I would get in a three-way call in a heartbeat. Look, Jaylen Brown is the best two-guard in the league to me. I don't care what anybody says. He is Jimmy Butler 2.0. And if you ever spent any time with Jaylen, which I have, he is extremely confident in himself. Not cocky, confident.
Big game player,
in himself,
too.
Right? He can strap you up. He can also give you 40. One of the things that happens in Boston is because of Jason Tatum, it feels as if times Jaylen Brown is very underappreciated. He is always considered to be number two. So after me describing to you how confident Jaylen Brown is, hearing him in the New York Times article talk about some of the challenges about being in Boston, trying to buy a home, trying to stand up for key, what he believes is correct, dealing with fans who have said racial things to him. Not all fans, a slight few of fans.
Yeah, racist things to him, yeah.
And understanding the history of how so many people have wanted to break these two up for so long, but they got to an NBA Finals last year with a lot of things, his extension, free agent coming up in 2024, it makes you think, yo, does Jaylen Brown want to be the number one? Because he deserves to be the number one, but what comes along with that? Carrying a franchise by yourself. Can he win more chips with Jason Tatum? Potentially so. But at the end of the day, when you're young, Key, we know about this. When it comes up to your money, which he's already gotten his money before, but it's a lot of, I want mine. I want something that is mine, and I want somebody that appreciates me and understands my value and sees me as the option. Not one of the options, but the guy. And I think that is something that Jaylen Brown is going to fight with.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to get his money regardless, right? But now it's about the comfort level, where you want to be. Do you want to be in Boston and deal with what comes with being in Boston, both on and off the court? Do you want to try to go pair with another superstar and all of a sudden there's a domino effect and you moving around and you put yourself in a much better position to win a championship than you are now, given the fact that the way that they've been playing lately and all of a sudden this comes out when you start to look at that? Like what is it that he wants to do? And that's what he has to come to grips with to figure out what's the best situation for him. You know, is it taking your bags and going west? Is it going down the road somewhere on the East Coast? Like, what is it that he wants to do? Because I find it, I laugh and chuckle at it. You say you would do it. I don't know that I'm not going in talking to no Jason Tatum and no Brad Stevens about me being traded in rumors that's floating around because the only thing that's going to do is fuel more rumors about and speculations about my relationship with Jason Tatum and what that really means.
Yeah, but just
that's why I wouldn't even do it. Well,
think about the point. Think about the pecking order, though, right? Like, if KD were on the table, you think Danny Ainge or Brad Stevens had a conversation with Jason Tatum about what his relationship is like with Kevin Durant? Do you think Jaylen Brown was even involved in that conversation?
No, because Jaylen Brown's a trading piece.
But why would he when they already know that he has a relationship with him? I'm Jaylen Brown. I know that he has a relationship with Kevin Durant, just like any other sport.
That's exactly my point, though, Key.
I'm going to want to roll with my top receiver.
But that's exactly my point. You're looked at as secondary. Like, you're not looked at as primary. And if you're Jaylen Brown, who I told you all is very confident in himself, which he should be because he's one of the dudes in the league, you're like, why am I being looked at secondary?
You think he could be the best player on a championship team, Jaylen Brown?
At the end of the day, Jay, that's Kevin Durant.
Yes.
That's Kevin Durant.
I understand.
So,
but I'm Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, but you ain't Kevin Durant.
But Kevin Durant's also coming off multiple injuries.
I've been healthy, I've been playing through it. But in the eyes of the people that make the decisions, they look at Kevin Durant as a nice piece of candy.
Let me ask you something. You think you can trade Jason Tatum? Any package you can trade Jaylen Brown for Kevin Durant, you could also trade Jason Tatum. So it's not just Kevin Durant he's being put below. It's Jason Tatum. And he's already kind of accepted that he's the second option
if they think that Kevin Durant is a better fit with Tatum than Brown, you're going to be on the move.
Yeah, the main thing is not the fit. The main thing is they think Tatum's better than Brown, right? That's what they're really saying.
That may be true. That may be true that they feel that Tatum is better than Brown, but they also feel that Kevin Durant is probably a better fit with Tatum than Brown.
Well, they also didn't want to give up Marcus Smart in that trade. That's why that trade didn't go. The Nets were asking for a lot. Like, it wasn't just Jaylen Brown for Kevin Durant straight up. It was Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, and some other additional pieces.
What I'm interested in is the fact that you said you believe, Jay, Jaylen Brown can be the best player on a championship team, because that's really the question. Or at least, like, he could be the one of the two. Like,
could be the best player on a championship team?
Because
he almost was last year.
I do. I think Jason Tatum can be the primary scoring option on a championship team. And given the way his defense has come along, yes, the answer is yes. He'd be the best player on a championship team. By the way, could have won it last year if he would have played better, actually. Right?
There you go.
Could.
Could have, would have, should have.
It's true.
Is it Super Bowl or bust for Aaron Rodgers and the Jets? That's right. We're already putting him on the Jets. This deal's going to get done.
Did he get traded already?
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Did I miss it?
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.